You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
Continuing now on this Tuesday, coming up a little bit later here on the program, in hour number three, Dr. Ben Carson joining me again here on the program to talk about some of the things they're doing at HUD to make affordable housing, affordable. I'm talking about an Obama-era rule that created problems there. We'll get to that. But first, Dr. Adam Carrington is here, assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College. Professor, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. All right, so when you talk about what's going on with the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, big headlines for a bit. And the question is, what has happened? It used to be that if somebody was qualified, and it would appear to me as a layman that Brett Kavanaugh is clearly qualified, 12 years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals and his law career before then. But now it's all partisan politics. It's all about, gotcha politics, I think. Where are we in this process?
We are in the stage where he has conducted a number of interviews privately with senators, and then they have just set September 4th for the hearings to begin. And once those hearings are finished, and those will take a couple of days, hopefully by maybe mid-September, we'll actually, about a month from now, have a vote and have him have a decision on whether he's on or not. And you're right, this process has become much more politicized, especially since, if anyone knows about the Robert Bork hearings.
Well, the Bork thing,
the Reagan nominee that was shot down.
Well, he was destroyed. Robert Bork was destroyed by design by Ted Kennedy in 1986, who came out and did a smear campaign in Robert Bork's America. Blacks will be second class citizens, and so on and so forth. They did it was a calculated attack to destroy that nominee, maybe one of the more qualified in American history. And ever since that time, things have been very different. And I look at behavior like that. Then I look at, how the Democrats got rid of the filibuster. And of course, Harry Reid instrumental in that. And now the Democrats screaming foul. You did these things. You set these precedents of how to attack a Supreme Court justice nominee. And then they scream foul when the same is applied back to them, right or wrong.
Absolutely. And I think that this is, and actually the Republicans, and Mitch McConnell said, you will regret this if you do this. And now they are living to do so. And what it means is, if you have a constitution, if you have laws, the rules should apply to everyone in the same way. It shouldn't just apply when your preferred outcome would be helped by it. And I think that is where you're seeing massive inconsistencies, particularly in this instance on the Democrat side, in them crying foul. You're right. They began this. They're now having the same rules applied to them, and they don't like the outcome. But that's not how a rule of law society and a rule of law constitution works. If you make that bed, you've got to lie in it.
You know, as you look at the playing field now, though, it appears to me, and again, I'm a layman, I'm just a guy here, calling a parade as it drives by. But it looks to me like, first of all, Collins and Murkowski, the two moderate or liberal Republicans, Collins of Maine, Murkowski of Alaska, are looking as if they're going to line up with Brett Kavanaugh. And so that was one of the first big questions. Would all the Republicans stay together? It appears that that's a yes, unless Kavanaugh makes some blunder in his confirmation hearings. I don't see that happening. And so then you get Manchin from West Virginia, Heitkamp from North Dakota, Donnelly from Indiana. They sign on. And at that point, it's a foregone conclusion. But it still makes me wonder. I look at, for example, Michigan's two senators, Stabenow and Peters. They will vote against this nominee 100%. They don't even have to go through the process. They are going to vote no, and that's sad to me.
Yeah, I wish the hearings, and the hearings will be very revelatory about this, if they actually ask questions that matter. And if all they do is grandstand, if all they do is try to get clips for the November elections, if all that the senators, even the senators who aren't in the hearings, which are the Michigan senators won't be, if they make comments about it that aren't about what job Kavanaugh should do, about what his job is and should be, but about outcomes they want, about issues they want to get to drive voters, then that shows, I think, a willful misunderstanding of the process of what a judge should do, and I think is not good for our political discourse.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I you go back to Antonin Scalia, who said, and I'll paraphrase here a little bit, if you have bad laws, you get bad judicial decisions, because it's not our job to create the law or try to ascertain what it is the legislature was trying to do, but to go by what is written. And so therefore, bad laws and badly written laws create bad judicial decisions. But that's not the way it works anymore. I mean, I see people on a regular basis, well, we believe the judiciary, or excuse me, the legislature was trying to do this, so we in the judiciary are going to correct their mistake. That's not the way it's supposed to work, is it?
No, and that misunderstands the Constitution. The Constitution created separation of powers, and separation of powers says different branches have different functions. They all have to obey the Constitution, but they do it in different ways. The place where you assert your will, where you assert what you want to happen, is the legislature in laws. Courts are not supposed to do what they want. They're supposed to do what the laws want. And to push the way I think many senators will, to try to get the outcome they want, to get judges to do what they want, and many judges follow and do it this way, as you said, is to misunderstand the role of the judiciary and try to make them a second legislature. And that's regardless of what position you take. Again, I think Scalia's right. Bad laws create bad decisions if the judge is doing his job. And that's, I think, where the Senate is trying to pass off its legislative job to judges.
Well, when we sat and watched the legislature applaud Barack Obama, he said he had a pen and a cell phone, and therefore he could do things how he saw fit. And half the body that had been relegated obsolete stood and gave the man a standing ovation for declaring them obsolete. I have to leave it there, Doctor, but good conversation. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Adam Carrington, Assistant Professor of Politics at Hillsdale College here on the program. Straight ahead of the show, Dr. Ben Carson joining me here. So sit tight. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.